I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
We want to bring a winning, all right, a winning team. That's what we want to bring to Houston. We want to bring you guys a team that you're going to be proud of as fans. Right, we want to fill up NRG Stadium, and we want you guys to make this truly a home field advantage for us again. Right, all the excitement that we have right now, I'm excited, I'm fired up, and our fans, we want to continue that excitement in supporting the team that we have here. Everything with me and Nick, we're here to build this thing together, build it the right way with the right people.
That was
build it the right way with the right people.
That was D'Amico Ryans yesterday. Sorry, D'Amico. I didn't mean to step on you there.
Jeez, Sean.
I know. So rude. He's been coach for one day, and I'm already interrupting him.
This is his first big test. Somebody asked. Oh, go ahead.
Real quick.
No, don't make it quick.
Trailer Wheel and Frame text page 0866. Please tell me we are getting away from the, quote, keeping it close till the fourth, then try to win in the last minute mentality. And I would say yes. D'Amico hammered home winning yesterday in a way that was, I thought,
yeah.
I didn't think it was just coach speak.
I feel like that's the weirdest thing. The way Davis Mills phrased that sometimes, I feel like it was
the coaching staff?
Well, I feel like it's a misinterpretation of a good theory to have that, like, okay, you know, Bill Belichick, in one of his theories, I guess, is that, you basically everything is a prelude to the fourth quarter, and then that's when the fourth quarter is when you win the game. But there's no part of that philosophy where you're not also trying to stomp your opponent into the earth in the first quarter.
Yep.
It's just that, you know, the way you gotta have a feel for a game and how it's progressing and what you're kind of probing and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. And sometimes it takes until the fourth quarter, and that's when the situational football really kicks in. But I think sometimes when you start talking to people about that, it turns in their head into, like, okay, so we're going to keep it close. Like, when they say we're going to keep it close until the fourth quarter, that's the part where something's gone awry.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Either the message has been glitched.
Yeah, the goal is not to keep it close. It's to acknowledge that it might be close going into the fourth.
Yeah, yeah.
And that you've got to position yourself to win it in the fourth.
That's right. Yeah. You know, Davis.
But the goal is not to keep it close.
Davis made it sound like that was the first slide of the PowerPoint.
It's like, actually, we just hope we're not up by too much by the time we get to the fourth quarter, because
here is our mission.
Yes.
That's why the Indianapolis game in week one went down the way it did. Davis looked up and said, we're up by way too much.
Right.
It's 20-3.
The word
we got to make this closer.
The word that D'Amico used about their offense was explosivity. Explosivity.
Yeah.
And that's different than trying to keep it close until the
very
fourth quarter.
Very different.
And I also
very different.
Okay, so one of the big concerns for a lot of people is D'Amico's a defensive-minded coach. How do you find an offensive coordinator, maintain stability after that offensive coordinator gets plucked away to be a head coach, all of that? Very valid concerns. But another concern about defensive-minded coaches is always just, okay, is this going to be the old cliched Lovie Smith where you're so conservative as a defensive-minded coach. You're so scared of turnovers that you end up having an offense that's boring and designed to just keep games close.
Yes.
I don't think you have to worry about that at all with DeMeco, just by virtue of the way he talks about offensive football, and also just by some of the things he cited in terms of influences on him, aside from Kyle Shanahan and Gary Kubiak, was like Chip Kelly, and Chip Kelly always wanting to be innovative in finding an edge in sports science or analytics or what have you. And I think like those are the types of things. Like Brandon Staley. Like, I'm not all that impressed with Brandon Staley as an overall head coach, but he is a defensive head coach who is ultra aggressive on fourth down. He does a lot of things that are the exact opposite of what you fear. Like, I like that part of it. Yep. And I think DeMeco is more likely to be kind of like Brandon Staley.
Yeah, Lovey allowed the defensive mentality to permeate every facet of the team.
Yeah.
And that was just, it might have been his downfall ultimately. He might still be the coach if they were better offensively last year. Why is this job DeMeco Ryan's dream job? He was asked about that.
First thing that makes it a dream job is there's not many times, right, as players, we kind of get, as former players, we kind of get put in a box of what we can and what we can't do. So it makes it a dream job to be a former player and to sit in these meeting room chairs and also to just show that, man, we're more than just players, right? We can be anybody we want to be, right? We can accomplish any goals that we set out to be. I'm looking at a lot of my former players here are successful businessmen, right, in the community, right, doing great things in the community, still being leaders in their own way. And the same thing for me, I think it's my dream job because, right, for me to be the head coach of a team that drafted me, I never could have imagined that ever. Right. And my coaching career hasn't been long. I've been coaching for 6 years, and for it to turn around this quickly and to be in this position, it's a dream job because I'm here home in H-Town. That's a dream job. Right. I get to work with Nick, with Kyle to build this team the right way. Right. We have a young team. Right. We have a lot of draft capital. We're excited to add even more talent to the team that we have. And it's a dream job because we can win here. And we're going to win here by collaborating, working together, building it the right way with the right people.
You know, I was just, when he said 6 years as a coach, Mike Vrabel was 7 years a coach and, you know, followed a similar trajectory, although Mike Vrabel only had 1 year as a coordinator and DeMeco had two.
Three of his were in college also.
That's true. Yeah. He didn't have as much time in the NFL. So it's accelerated, but it's not unheard of. Del Rio had a real quick ascension. When you play 10 years in the NFL, and I think just like Vrabel, DeMeco was taking notes the whole time, you know, so that's why I very much count Kubiak as one of his coaching influences, because Vrabel and DeMeco are both guys who I think that they were observing and thinking about how they might do it someday if they got into it. So him mentioning looking at his teammates was really cool. Ivo is not one of the business people that he was talking about.
He talked about...
He said, I handle my business, is what he said for Seth Payne.
Yeah.
There's businessmen out there, but Seth Payne handles his business.
B-I-D-N-E-S-S. Yeah, yeah. You're more of a business guy than a business guy.
But he also, one thing that we realized, a bunch of the former players were sitting there in that auditorium where the team meetings are, they don't have a desk in front of you anymore. Like there used to be a table. And the thing that I was curious about this... Joe Marciano was the special teams coach the first year and for the first several years.
Yeah.
And he started this thing where in some branches of the military, apparently, instead of clapping, they'll knock on a table.
Right.
In lieu of applause. And I always hated that because your hands are so sore all the time. Like, my hands and my knuckles are beat up. And it also just, it hurt to, like, knock on the table. And it's hard to give raucous applause if you're really excited about something by then, but, like, taking your bruised hands and being like,
yeah,
you know? And not to mention everybody's dogs would go crazy in the neighborhood. So I was curious. I was sitting next to Whitney. And I'm like, were you guys still doing that? Because my last year was in 2006. He's like, yeah, we were. Like right up until the end of when you were here. He's like, yeah, we kept doing it. Like, long after Marciano was gone. And, but now I wonder if, I wonder if maybe Lovie Smith or one of the other coaches were like, this knocking stuff is stupid. I'm going to get rid of the desks altogether.
Yeah, that's just don't even have any temptation to do it.
Yeah, so now you get to clap. It was cool. It was so honestly, when there was clapping in there, I was kind of taken aback a little bit. I was like, oh, clapping in the auditorium. I never thought I'd see the day.
This is where I wanted to pound the counter like a gorilla.
So that part of it was a little bit different and cool was that normally at an introductory press conference for a coach, it's mostly a media-driven affair, but here we had current players and like four times as many former players, many of us who were teammates of D'Amico's. And yeah, there were a few times where there was raucous applause for the newly announced coach.
It's going to be fascinating to watch this dynamic play out. I already know that the ticket sales have started to spike a little bit from talking to some folks over there yesterday.
Yeah.
There's been a reaction to D'Amico. I think hearing D'Amico say he wants a full stadium I think is something that if you're a Texan fan on the fence, if you're a Texan fan who's on the fence of do I keep my tickets, do I get back in with, you know, you gave up your tickets, but I'm thinking of getting back in. If you don't come away from the press conference yesterday with D'Amico ready, if you're on the fence, if you're out, you're out. But if you're on the fence, if you don't come away from yesterday going, you know what, let's give this thing a try, then I, you know, I don't know what to tell you. We had somebody ask earlier if they are selling the number 59 jerseys with coach on the back, where the last name would normally be, because there were a few folks. Bun B had one on yesterday. Trey the Truth was there. He had one on. And I said, I think they are. I thought I was told they are. Greg Grissom texted me. He was listening and said, they are already in the team shop.
Oh, sweet.
59 jerseys with coach on the back.
That'd be confusing between that and my Coachella jersey. So I'll have to try to keep them straight in the closet. I've got separate closets for my Coachella stuff.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my angel's wings and all that other stuff that I get, you know what I gear that I wear.
I know, I get uncomfortable. Why, you think like every week there's a Coachella day at the office.
Tiny backpacks. where does that, how do you feel about that if you're Kenyon Green?
Coachella?
No, 59.
Oh, okay. I think I would feel like I might need to change my number. I feel like I'm going to see so many 59 jerseys out there, I'm going to be led down the path of thinking I'm more popular than I am.
Hi, Coach. I'm Kenyon Green. Nice to meet you. Have you watched the film yet? Oh,
exactly.
Okay. All right. By the way, I'm going to change my number.
It'd be one thing if Kenyon Green could like open up his iPhone to some film of his last year and just throw it at D'Amico and go, take a look at that. Take a look at that.
Yeah.
59.
Listen, I'm 59 and you can say goodbye to your franchise left guard.
Right.
So I don't know. I feel like there's room for... I feel like there's room for both a Kenyon 59 and a D'Amico 59.
As has been pointed out, 59 wasn't even his number at Texas A&M. It was 55.
Kenyon's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, there's, the door is open. So we'll
maybe
see.
It was his high school number.
But Jerry Hughes is 55 right now, and I think he's going to make the team next year. Pretty sure.
I got to be 91 my entire college and NFL career. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Yeah.
And plus, I wore 91 before 90s were cool for defensive linemen.
You made it cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the deal.
That actually, and stat nerds.
It was weirdly kind of cool. Like a standard like white D lineman number. And I guess still is in a lot of ways.
Right.
Going back to like, the dude from the Bills. And
Hanson?
No, is not Phil Hanson. Okay. Maybe he was a 91 too. There was another guy, Jeff Wright, I think.
Okay.
But then, like Kevin Green, he was an outside linebacker, but
pass
rusher.
Yeah, he was 91.
There are a lot of white defensive linemen that wore number 91.
Yeah.
I swear it wasn't like some kind of conscious thing.
Some weird statement.
It's not like a prison thing, okay?
Right.
It just worked out that way.
Right. Seth puts both hands up like this, and that's his gang sign. Like both hands, all 10 fingers out, but it's really 9 fingers plus the 1 at the. No, you just when you hold all 10 fingers up, that's your 91. That's your gang sign. Yeah, all 10 fingers. Like, why are you holding both palms up? Like 91.
91, dumbass.
Yeah, silly. It's your gang sign right there.
We're just doing.
We're just holding
stationary
both palms.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, that's right. Stationary
we've been. It's our Waka Waka pose.
It's the 91 gang sign right there. All right.
We added the jazz hands to the Waka Waka.
We did.
Right?
We sure did. Yeah.
A lot of other people do Waka Waka, but we added
like
jazz
us.
Hands to Waka Waka.
Not like us.
Which is that? That's
Waka,
what makes stuff funny.
It makes it much funnier. All right. Let's get into the 9 o'clock hour here. Winners and losers. From the D'Amico Ryans hire. 4 winners, 4 losers. We got them for you. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.